The views expressed here reflect the views of Joel Marks, CLU-CHFC, financial advisor, and guests appearing on the program as of the date of the program and may change as market or other conditions change. Actual investments or investment decisions made by Ameriprise Financial and its affiliates will not necessarily reflect the views expressed on this program. This program will provide only general information, is not intended to provide investment advice, and does not account for individual investor circumstances. Investment decisions should always be made based on an investor's specific financial needs, objectives, goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and no forecast should be considered a guarantee. Investment products, including mutual fund shares, are not insured, are not or guaranteed by any financial institution, and involve investment risks, including fluctuation in value and loss of principal. Investment products are not insured by the FDIC, NCUA, or any federal agency, are not deposits or obligations of or guaranteed by any financial institution, and involve investment risks, including possible loss of principal and fluctuation in value. Ameriprise Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult your tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. I'm Joel Marks, financial advisor. You're listening to Money Success here on CBO 107.5 and WCHV 1260. Great to be with you this Saturday morning. I want to remind you, you can contact me at 540-785-4315, or you can go to WCHV.com, click on Money Success. It'll take you to my webpage. And from there, you can get my email address, my phone numbers there, as well as some other information in reference to retirement and financial planning that we make available and change it up on a regular basis. So it's all there for you. I want to remind you also that I am located at your Virginia Credit Union in Seminoles Court, just off of Route 29 in Charlottesville, as well as the office in Farmville, for those of you that are closer to that area in the listening audience. And you do not have to be a member of the Virginia Credit Union to meet with me. I have a lot of clients that are not members, and you don't have to join after we do some work together or I help you. That's not a prerequisite or post-requisite, as the case may be. Anyways, we've been talking about retirement planning for the past couple of weeks. Want to continue that because of some questions that have come up from some of the listeners, and want to just give my opinion on some of this and give you some rationale for my thoughts, because we have been talking about money control those things that you have total control over, like your savings and spending. You control that. Asset allocation and its location as far as your investments go. You have some control on your employee savings and how the duration of that, as well as the longevity that you may be with an employer. Things that are out of your control, market returns, taxes and benefit policies that are affected either by your employer or Uncle Sam, our U.S. government. We talked about diversifying your investments, and I had a question come up about what my thoughts were in reference to Roth accounts and traditional IRAs and so forth. And I will tell you that I am a very strong proponent of Roth IRAs, but before we get to that, let me a couple things that leads up to that. You may or may not have access in your employment to a health savings account. I find this for many of my clients that are able to have it. It's a great benefit for post-retirement. It's a place where you can put some money away and you get tax-free withdrawals when it's used for qualified health care expenses, which is a pretty broad definition. That's everything, even long-term care, medical, surgical, dentures, hearing aids, and so on and so forth. I have a number of clients that, as we got closer to retirement and their expenses were reduced, we started putting more money into that health savings account. It is invested. Not necessarily in the market, but in interest-bearing aspects. And again, the money comes out income tax-free. your retirement plans. You may have a regular Roth IRA or 401k, as well as a traditional IRA or traditional 401k. The great thing about the Roth, and I'm going to get more onto this in a minute, is that everything comes out income tax free. Now, you can say, well, on the other side, you don't get to take a deduction for that Roth contribution, and that's true. But the advantage of money coming out income tax-free and growing can far outweigh what you may have lost or given up on the deduction of the contribution to the Roth. Most people that I have found, especially the younger ones, if they are starting their Roth in their 20s, that their income may be at a certain point with current tax law, then it's not going to make a big difference in their spendable income or their adjusted gross income after taxes, that the tax savings isn't necessarily that large, or in some respects I've looked at it and I said, you know, if saving $1,000 on federal taxes is going to make or break you this year, you've got other problems than the tax savings of going into a traditional IRA or traditional 401k. Where we know that historically tax rates tend to go up. They don't necessarily go down. And if they do, they start to go up again because the government giveth and the government taketh away. That's the 11th commandment. And we see that taking place over time. Initially, when the traditional and Roth IRAs came out, when the Roth came out, if you did tax, if you did the calculations based on some of the things the government did over a long period of time, the numbers almost appear to be a wash. Didn't make a difference which way you go. The net result, tax-wise, and so forth, out of pocket was the same. What I have found with my clients over time, and the 45 plus years I've been a financial advisor, the Roth will put you ahead. Now, saying that, you do have some taxable accounts that are out there, and you can have your pre-tax 401k or traditional IRA. I'm not saying just go for a Roth or not to go for a Roth. If your employer is making contributions, matching contributions into a 401k, do not leave that money on the table, young people, or those of you that, you know, wherever you are in your age. But I've seen young people say, well, I'm not going to get into the 401k now. I'm not sure if I'm going to stay. Or, you know, I can't afford to. You can't afford not to. Here's the bottom line. You spend what you take home. You've heard me say that before. We spend what we take home. If it's taken out automatically, you don't have it to spend. And you adjust your lifestyle accordingly. And if all of it is going out, then you've got some other problems in your budgeting, your expenses, and your lifestyle. That being said, if your employer is putting money on the table, they're going to match. It's a guaranteed return. If they're going to match 25 cents on the dollar, up to 4% of your income, that's a 25% guaranteed return on your money. No place in the world are you going to get a guaranteed return on your money before you get out of bed legally of 25%. You can't afford to leave that on the table. And if you're not going to stay there, that's irrelevant because you can move that 401k funds when you leave. You can either roll it into an IRA or you can roll it into a 401k at your new employer and make that as a transfer. It's paperwork. But to leave the money on the table does not make sense. Some of the older folks that are listening or post-retirement folks that are listening are saying, I wish I had a 401k where I was working at the time. So you want to take a look at that. you know, you're going to have some taxable accounts too. You know, where you're going to put some money in, and depending on how you're investing it, you can get some qualified dividends. That has a different tax aspect to that. It's less. You can have long-term capital gains. That's a lower tax bracket than ordinary income tax brackets. So there are other places to place your money. But I just want, let me go on to that Roth again, because I just think it is so important for somebody to get into, especially if you're younger. There's no doubt you should be putting your excess money, in my opinion, into a Roth IRA. And so that money can grow. And there's some advantages also. Not only does it come out income tax free, but not like a 401k before tax contribution or a traditional IRA. You have required minimum distributions beginning under current law at age 73. If you have a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, there are no required minimum distribution requirements on that account. So that money can stay there. Maybe it's going to be used for legacy. It's also a great place to pull money out of if you need it and you don't have to worry about taxes for, you know, special occasions or whatever. So it's a great place to accumulate money. It also can be an offsetting factor when we start talking about receiving your Social Security. Social Security today, under current law, it's taxed. Yay! My struggle with that is, you know, it's an after-tax contribution really to, or before, well, it's an after-tax contribution into the system, and then what comes out depending on your taxable income. It is taxed in two different ways, either 15% or 85% of what your benefit is. In my opinion, it's double taxation, but that's me. The point is that in calculating that, the Roth money, as well as your own savings account and those funds that are there, but the Roth money does not offset Social Security benefit for tax purposes. It's not in the calculation. So that's not going to affect you for that. It's not going to affect you for the cost of your Plan B Medicare when you qualify for that, because they look at your income for tax purposes, and that is the factor that they use in calculating what your premium is for Plan B under Social Security. So the Roth has multiple benefits besides coming out income tax free. It saves you dollars in retirement. And that's important because you're now taking a look at the potential you may be on a fixed income or near fixed income or not have as much wiggle room as somebody else. And I think everybody, once we hit that retirement age, I don't care what your assets are, you want to protect what you have. You don't want to pay more than you have to in taxes. And the Roth is a very proactive way of setting up yourself for a positive retirement position. The other thing you can do, depending on tax brackets, and I've done this with a number of my clients where it's been viable, is you do a Roth conversion, and you do that in lower income years. And what you can do is take your money out of your traditional 401k or traditional IRA, which is money went in before taxes, and you convert that to a Roth IRA. In the conversion, you will pay taxes. There's also a five-year rule that when you convert it, you don't touch the funds for 5 years. But if it's in a period that you're in a lower tax bracket, and in most cases where the sums have been fairly substantial, we don't want to go into a higher tax bracket. So we'll figure out, maybe it's over a number of years, we're going to do an IRA conversion or a 401k conversion to a Roth situation. And we calculate to make sure we don't go into a higher tax bracket. We pay the taxes on the sums that come out and put it into a Roth. We tie it up for 5 years. You can't take anything out. But now you don't have to worry about RMDs. The money accumulates income tax-free so that in the event you're going to be in a higher tax bracket at some point, you don't have to worry about that affecting your monies. And again, it can have an effect on your Social Security and your plan Part B. Going back to that HSA program, that health care savings program or health savings account, that again is money that you can put away and it grows income tax free coming out for medical expenses. I'm Joel Marks. I'm your financial advisor. You're listening to Money Success here on CBO 107.5 and WCHV 1260. Great to be here this Saturday morning. I want to remind you, you can contact me at 540-785-4315 or go to Money Success on WCHV.com. Click on that. It takes you to my webpage, and you can get my email as well as my phone number from there. And there's interactive information there on retirement and other investment aspects. Been talking this past few weeks on retirement plans and benefits and strategies and just some basic guides into pre and post retirement. I don't care where your age is. We're talking about Roth IRAs and Roth 401k parts. What I've done, again, with most of my clients recommend, don't leave any money on the table. Whatever your employer is contributing, then maximize as you can the Roth side because the money comes out income tax-free. Although you do pay taxes on the money, it's an after-tax contribution, but in most cases that I've seen, the tax savings is not going to be, that's, you know, it's not going to make or break you in any given year. I was talking about that, again, that health savings account, just kind of going back to that a little bit. You know, if you were, let's say you started in your 50s and you're just looking at 15 years of retirement, you start putting some money into it, and we're just going to put it in for 14 years. If you're going to get if you make 7% on it, you're in the 24% marginal tax rate, and we start putting some money into it, maximizing it out for you over this period of time, you're going to end up accumulating about, you're going to have a catch-up in there also. So that you're going to end up putting in about $171,000. This would be on the maximum side. And that would give you tax-deferred earnings of about $116,000. You'd end up with a balance around $287,000. And during that, you'd end up with about $41,000 in tax deductions through all of this. Now, again, this is taking in somebody with a higher earnings contributions of about $8,300, and it's adjusted for inflation, just going back a number of years. So, this money comes out income tax-free. I've got some clients with substantial dollars where this is going to help from their medical expenses, and like it or not, statistically, our last 5 years of our life that we're going to use the majority of our medical benefits. So we're talking about, you know, prioritizing some long-term retirement savings. And this is, you know, you've heard me on this program many times. We put a plan together, work the plan, spend hours with my clients. We've got the quantitative. It's the cash that you have. It's the cash that if you haven't retired yet, what can we put away? What can we add to? From a tax standpoint, what can we add to your investments, your retirement plans, savings, emergency funds, and so on and so forth? And how can we maximize these benefits for you for retirement? if you listen to the news today, you know, that comes to the forefront. There are so many people that the inflation that we have hit today, they were living fine 3 years ago. They didn't have any problem, you know, meeting their bills. They had excess money at the end of the month. Now we're finding out they don't have that excess money, and they may even be using their credit cards to pay their bills and carrying a balance forward month to month. Not that they didn't plan, but they didn't plan for inflation at the rate we have now, where electricity is over 30% increase, your gas pumps over 60%, your grocery bills are 20 to 30% higher. You know, you were going in and coming out with a cart. Now you're coming out with two little plastic bags full of food, and it's the same price. So this inflation has hit people, not only lower income, but middle income people really hard. And I'm seeing that in meeting with clients and even wealthier clients. They're finding out that, you know, their expenses are going up. Lifestyles are changing. So, you know, let's just talk about, you know, prioritizing your savings. You know, we've talked about this and before. You know, the number one thing you need to make sure you have is an emergency fund. And this is something you're not going to make a lot of money on it. It's highly liquid. You can walk in, you can get it from your bank or credit union or wherever you have your funds set up. It should be somewhere between 3 to 6 months of your fixed expenses. So that if something happens, you're that's covered. You want to maximize your employer's match. Defined contributions, you know, your 401k plans, you want to maximize that match if it's available. If your employer is putting money in, don't leave any of that on the table. Make sure that you're getting all of that. It's not a catch-up type thing. You can't say, well, I'll start next year and they'll double up. They don't. The employer's not going to do that. It's, you know, either get it or lose it. Be careful. Then make sure that you get that. I don't care how long you're going to stay with the employer, whether it's a year, 2 years, 5 years, or 30 years. Don't let that on the table. Make sure you take that. The other thing, pay down your higher interest loans, like credit cards, student loans, you know, especially if the interest is over 7%. Credit cards, you're looking at interest at over 22% for most cases today, over 30% if you do a cash advance, which is, you know, financial suicide. But, you know, if you've got loans out there, you want to pay them down. The best, especially when you hit retirement, to be debt-free is great. You know, those of you that were able to get mortgage rates of 2-point-something, well, that's really found money today, 3-point-something. That's found money. I struggle with saying to pay that off with that such a low interest rate and what you can get as far as earnings today. You can get quite a bit better than that. It's even guaranteed returns. So I talk about not necessarily paying the low ones out, but the higher ones, they need to be paid and you need to get rid of them. Set up a plan. There's a snowball type plan where you pay one off and then use the money and pay the next one off, you know, double up. So control your debt, maximize your contributions. If you got a health savings account and any additional defined contribution savings that you can make, again, pay down your low interest loans. Then, if you got IRAs, take a look at your IRAs, taxable accounts, Roth IRAs, putting those in. That emergency fund, you know, just going back again, I want to make sure that, you know, you've got 3 to 6 months to be able to fall back on. And again, this is not a deferred, it's not a Christmas club. It's not a deferred spending account. It's an emergency account. And we want to make sure that you're putting that away and taking advantage of that protection, that umbrella that you need. It's interesting when you talk about lack of emergency savings, and I see this in people when they first come into me in many cases, especially the younger people. 9 out of 10 people have some spending spikes that are going to be greater than their income for one reason or another. 1 in 3 households cannot fund spikes with income in cash reserves. There's not enough money there. They haven't been, they've been spending it, not saving it. You've got to be able to protect yourself. What they're finding is there's a 48% increase in credit card debt under the, these past few years. 17% of the people have taken out loans on their 401ks. And although you've got to pay it back, you need to understand that if you retire or quit, and you haven't paid it back, that is a distribution. If you're under 59 and a half, you not only pay federal tax and state income tax, but you have a 10% penalty. If you're over 59 and a half, it's going to be a distribution. It won't be a premature distribution, but it'll be a distribution, and you own federal and state taxes on that, those funds. I try to dissuade people from taking loans out on their 401ks, because that affects their future. What you do now is going to affect you later on. That money's not there to make money. It's only going to be paid back at a lower interest rate, or you could get a higher return in the market over time. And you're, in my opinion, cutting off your nose to spite your face because of the future effect it's going to have on your retirement. And the other thing that happens, about 13% of the people decrease their contributions to their 401k when these speed bumps and finances and events in life start to take place. So they start to decrease their contributions. They're affecting the future. One of the greatest inventions of man is compound interest. And that's what I look at when I'm looking at people who look at the future. We're looking down the road. You can't just look at today and tomorrow or 6 months down the road. I'm looking a long way down the road. So, you know, look at constant contributions. Look at increase, and you get pay raises. And that, you know, increase your contribution to your retirement plan. Again, you know, you've got to look down the road, and many people, they're just looking at tomorrow or 6 months or a year down the road. It makes a big difference. Just an example, one of my clients, and she's not in this area, so she won't hear this program, and not to use her name, wanted to retire early and actually retired at 55. She was able to do that. We planned it for her to do that. She was with a major corporation and retired at 55 and wanted to travel the world. And she has. We had a nice six-figure number when she retired. She now has better than a seven-figure number. She has been everywhere from Russia to the Antarctica. And right now, she's in Sicily. And I know that because she's sent me some pictures and so forth. Having a great time. But she's been to Southeast Asia and all over the world. But it was a plan. And that was her goal. That was her bucket list. So we've taken care of that. We're going to talk a little bit more next week on some impacts of savings and so forth on retirement. I want you to take a look at yourself during this week. Do some self-examination. How do you look pre-retirement, going into retirement, post-retirement? Is it going for you? I'm Joel Marks. You're listening to us, Money Success, here on CBO 107.5 and WCHV 1260. It's great to be with you this Saturday. And remember, the best is yet to come.